Hey, folks. Welcome back to the worldwide broadcast, the Ted and Austin Brewers Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. Excuse this long article I'm going through here. It's on eyesight. I was reading it, and it's got so many references that my brother put in here. They're all legitimate. Very, 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 very relevant references.
Austin, I'm in church on Sunday, right?
I'm going through 20 night. References.
And no, and we're reading out of the hymnal.
Yeah,
and the lighting is lousy, right? Because it's in the evening service, and I'm singing songs out of the hymnal without glasses on.
See, that's impressive.
No,
because that even gets. I haven't read a hymnal.
This has been going on for decades. And what the funny part about it was, I remember last year I had some good friends of mine, Paul and Melinda, come by the house, and I made them dinner. And I remember they were asking me to show them some photos on my phone, and I'm just pulling up photos to show them to them. Finally, Melinda looks at me and goes, "Why are you not wearing glasses? Are you wearing contacts?" And I said, "No, I can't wear contacts. I'd never do that." She said, "Well, why do you not need glasses?" And I'm like, "I don't know." I start taking this eyesight stuff, and my eyes are doing great. And so I think that's now I'm not making any claims. I'm not saying that you won't be wearing glasses if you take this product. I'm not saying that. But what I'm saying is, if you know what's in the eyesight is healthy for your eyes, it's not going to hurt them. I like to keep my eyes as good as I possibly can for as long as I possibly can.
Well, one of the factors. As I was reading over this article again, trying to get some more updates on it and just get reassociated with the product, is one of the biggest things it does is it reduces the oxidative stress on the eyes. And that's apparently one of the main factors that causes issues with basically loss of eyesight or reduction of eyesight or eyesight clarity is oxidative stress. And that involves everything. That goes all the way to the food you eat, your cortisol levels, your blood pressure, your sleep patterns, blue light, all those things, if they're basically too much of, they increase oxidative stress, and essentially it starts to wear out the eye. And the products with the
eye is really fatigued.
It's fatigued. That's really what it comes down to, is oxidative stress causes more fatigue than the eye can handle. And so it just starts down regulating. And that's the biggest factor, is the lutein and basically the lycopene are two of the really big ingredients that help absorb and basically absorb more nutrients and reduce oxidative stress directly in the retinal tissue. In simple terms, the lutein helps the eye filter some of the light that can place the most stress on the retina.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, and that's why I was reading up on it a year. It says in a separate randomized placebo-controlled study also found that supplementation with lutein essentially improve visual performance and glare sensitivity, again, reinforcing the idea that building macular pigment can translate into real functional benefits, not just biochemical changes on paper. Taken together, essentially, these trials make lutein one of the best support ingredients for a vision formula aimed at maintaining retinal protection and visual performance. And so that's one of the reasons why that product has the ingredients that it has in it. So, of course, check that out. I was in the middle of a deep dive when the show came on, as far as on eyesight again.
When I do stuff like that, you fuss at me.
Yeah, I know, but I get to control the TV, so it's different.
Oh, by the way, tell them what we're doing next week on YouTube.
Oh, yes. Yeah. So thank you, guys. Obviously, be sure to check out thebrewershow.com. Guys, I have the latest episodes on there. But as you guys know, we're on YouTube now. We've been trying to get
almost for a month.
Yeah, we're trying to get some algorithm going on it. And one of the biggest things that we have discussed on, if you guys are on YouTube, make sure you're following us on there, subscribe on it, because it's really trying to get more expansion of the show and not get shadow banned.
Again?
Trying. Yeah, we're on round four now after a couple of years.
More than that.
Yeah. So we're at it again. We're trying again. That's why we try to moderate some of the stuff on the show. Not that we're not bringing up the truth and the facts. Sometimes we just use different words to replace certain things on the show. And next Tuesday, I've had some people ask me about this. You know, there's a live chat room on YouTube during the show. I don't monitor it. Nobody monitors it right now. Sometimes there's some people on there that make a comment or two, apparently, and that's what Michael's telling me.
Oh, so we already have it going.
Well, it's already basically up in the comment section, yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
So we can make it apparently go like full open, full live, where we can access.
Well, it'd be kind of fun.
Yeah.
Now here's the problem. You got to do us a favor. This is important. I know you guys like to talk about the little hat people.
And crazy esoteric stuff, too.
I like the esoteric stuff, but the little hat people, I mean, this is a health fitness.
It is. It is healthmasters.com.
Yeah. And so
our main goal is going to be answering legitimate health questions. That's what I'm going to answer on the show. If you start putting really ridiculous comments on there, I'm just going to ignore them. I'm not going to respond.
Well, what happened a couple years ago, we did this. We had like Talk Tuesday, and the phones, as soon as we turned the phones on, gridlock.
Yeah, remember that? On the show.
So as soon as we opened up the phones, we were locked on telephone calls the rest of the time, and then it was one of those things. Let's talk about that little country with the little hats. And not that I'm saying it's not an important topic, because it is, but it can't be the whole show. And some of you guys, I love you, you're kind of saying what I already thought, but you were saying you were saying it out loud. And I'm like, oh, gosh, Austin. So we did it for about a month. And finally, I told Austin, I said, you know, no offense to this kind of show, but, you know, we're health masters. And I said, you know, we've got to have a certain amount of supplement sales to stay in business and maintain these types
of
shows.
To be able to actually keep the show alive.
And so we decided not to do it anymore. So we haven't done it in years. Now, here's the thing, though, now. It's not because I'm being mean or whatever. We're not being mean. What we're going to do is we're going to not take phone calls. We're going to, you know.
It's live chat. I'm going to moderate it on the show. So I'll be watching and seeing it. And if you have a health question, if you have a supplement question, put it on there.
But now, if they ask you a question about God or about esoteric matters, you got to let me answer it.
It depends on the topic. If they send me five paragraphs about all the things under Antarctica, I'm not going to spend an entire show in Antarctica.
But yesterday I was talking to one of our listeners yesterday, and she basically, her husband passed away, bless her heart, a year ago. My deepest condolences to her and her family. And, you know, she was talking to me, and she was saying how she had met this new guy. And he was a Mormon.
Interesting.
She's Christian. She's a very strong Christian.
Yeah.
And I told her, I said, you know, they think that Jesus and Lucifer are brothers. And she goes, well, I know. And I said, I know. I said, you got to be careful when you start dating people.
Yeah.
And one other person, this is my 30-second dating segment.
Oh, yeah.
Now, listen to me. Lady yesterday, I talked to this lady online. And she goes, well, I was involved with this guy for 2 years. She said he was basically with the mafia. Don't you love these people like this? No, they always have some story, some elaborated story that's complete nonsense.
The CIA.
First of all, if you're in the mafia and the CIA, you really don't talk about it.
And that's a fact.
Well, he scammed her out of $700,000 of her money and her father's money.
Good God.
Took out a bunch of credit cards in his name with her signature on them, faked it all, and stole. Finally, they ended up having to go bankrupt because of what he did.
That's horrible.
Now he's in prison. You know, and so there's a lot of the. I know you don't want to believe this because you're a Christian, and here's why you don't want to believe it, because you don't do stuff like that.
That's right. Okay. But there are a lot of people out there that do stuff like that.
We had a guy years ago was going to buy my home here. Total scammer. The guy didn't have a pot to urinate in. I said, okay. He didn't have anything. It was just a complete weirdo. And I told Austin, I said, this guy's a scammer. Well, I don't think, he's a scammer. And sure enough, he was a scammer. But good news is I didn't give him any money. When it turns into they want you to give them money to buy your house, there's a problem. And so just be aware of what's out there on the dating circuits and realize that the majority of the people out there are fake. They are bots. Oh, had one yesterday. I talked to this girl. Also, listen to this.
Okay.
She was in a set studio like we're in right now with a desk behind her. Everything's perfectly neat. Total scam. And I looked at her and you could tell she was on a set being coached. And I said to her, I said, I need you to do me a favor. I need you to turn your camera around. I want to see who's in the room with you. And she looked at me and said, what do you mean? I said, turn the camera around. And she looked this way. She turned off the camera to ask a question. What's she supposed to do? She didn't know what to do.
Really?
No, because it was complete and total set. And I thought, okay, so I'm talking to a live person. It's not an AI. But she was being coached by a guy. So she had to turn sideways, and she didn't know what to do. And finally, I said, I'll tell you what, you're either going to turn your camera around right now or I'm going to block you and delete you. And she wouldn't do it. And so I blocked and deleted her. So be really, really careful. If they look like they're in a set and everything's perfect behind them, chances are 99% of the time they're on set, because nobody lives like that. I mean, we've got stuff here behind us and books piled up and garbage everywhere. You see all the junk on the set. We got half a drunk thing of GHI cleanse here. You know,
we got
a styrofoam thing laying here. Okay, piece of paper here. So
everything had a purpose at some time on the set.
Yeah, but we got a couple of dudes here.
Yeah,
a couple of redneck dudes. I mean, we're not okay. First of all, you can tell we're not gay by how everything looks. I mean, this is not.
I don't have to ever justify why I'm not gay. I'll tell you that right now. Let me finish my thought with YouTube. I need to close this so we can go on the next.
Well,
thing. I have not finished this yet.
Slobs are usually
June
not gay.
June 23rd.
What's okay?
Mark it on your date. This is a big deal because I'm going to do it one time right now and see what it does. If you guys put a bunch of dumb stuff on there and you start talking about stuff and the little hat people, I'm not going to do it again. Not that I don't like talking about certain things, like he said, but I'm not going to dedicate an entire show to this.
And not that you're not saying what we already think.
Right. But it's a hell show. My main, let me tell you this. My main purpose is to help people get healthier, feel better, live longer, stay more alert, be more efficient, and basically overall well-being. That's the overall goal with the show on there. So if you got health questions, I'm here to help you out. Second thing I'm going to ask from you guys is, I don't ask favors from you guys very often. And I love you guys, 3% customers. Please, when you call the office is for strictly one thing, to discuss health supplements and place orders. I'm not picking on anybody. I'm not fussing anybody. But both my staff that answer the phones are having an enormous problem with great customers, but they want to sit on the phone for 20 and 30 minutes and talk about.
That was what we had Steve. That was okay.
Yeah, the problem.
Steve liked to do
that. The problem is now we have too many things going to the office and everybody's dedicated for a specific task. And here's the problem it's causing. When you do that, everybody else has to sit on hold for an extended period of time.
And we can't get your order out.
And the thing is, now I'm so focused on the VIP orders. When you guys place a VIP order, it is absolute top priority. Everybody knows this in the office. That order goes to shipping. It gets labeled. It gets boxed. Same day, if possible, goes out. Now, if it's too late the day, I can't do it. But UPS usually picks up around 3 to 4 o'clock. So it is top priority. The problem is, my staff is on the phone for hours on end talking to people about the theories of Antarctica. They can't get the orders out as fast as they can.
You know, I love those, Steve. He'd love to talk about that kind of stuff.
I love it, too.
I told Steve one day, I said, you got six people on hold, Steve. You've been on the home phone for this for 30 minutes.
And that's my point. I don't want to compromise other people as well, being able to get orders in or talk about a real serious health issue they need advice on, because my staff's wrapped up on Antarctica. I know you guys love Antarctica. So it's crazy cotton. I talk about it all the time. But see, the thing is, the staff doesn't know all the stuff we talk about on the show. They know some of the health stuff, but they don't know when we go into a deep dive or crazy topics. So when you guys call them and you want to talk about what we talked about.
I've got a solution set.
And this is a solution set. This is why I'm doing this on YouTube.
Here's a solution set. And I don't want to do this. I don't. Ted.Brower@yahoo.com.
That's
comes directly to me. I mean, it doesn't go to the office. It doesn't go to health.
It doesn't even go to me.
I mean, now, sometimes I get delayed. I've got a bunch of texts. You know what happens.
They get backed and up fast. Bagged.
But I think I'm caught up on it now, but I haven't checked in the last couple of days. But I'm going to say one other thing to you. You say, you think Antarctica is a problem? Here's how I'm going to answer you. Yes.
Yeah. We already know that.
Okay. And now some of you that are 3%ers, I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do. Sometimes I do this. Not all the time. If you give me your telephone number, I'm going to pick up the telephone. I'm going to call you with a caller ID blocked. I'm going to say, hey, this is Ted Brower trying to call you because I'm trying to talk to you about what you asked, because this is like a 4-paragraph answer, and I'm not doing this. I'll give it to you real quick, you know, over the phone. I'll do that. But, you know, now I'm going to say one other thing, and this is awful. Before I do that, I call up Rubens, and I say, has Jane Doe, number 255, has she ever ordered a product from us ever? Now, the answer is, if the answer is no, you're probably not going to get a phone call. I'm letting you know that right now, and here's why. Because Jane Doe, number 200, has put in a bunch of orders with Health Master
for the last 10 years.
10 years, and now she needs me to call her, and I will.
Top priority.
And you think, well, I don't know what I'm supposed to take. Okay, the basic healthy lifestyle kit. Pull it up, Austin.
Or if you're really making it simple, the Ultimultiple powder.
Just anything.
And I tell everybody that. If you don't know where to start and you want to keep it super clean, super simple, super just one product. That's what everybody asks.
Now, I'm not going to say to you that if you bought one product, I'm going to call you back. I'm not going to say that, to let you know. But why would you
start here?
But why would you not start? And what I'm not going to do, I bought all these products from Walmart. I need to go over all the labels with you.
No, gosh.
I'm just telling you that's going to get deleted and blocked. I'm sorry. We don't do that. I'm not going to talk about other. Number one, I don't know how they assay those products. I don't even know what's. Where do they get the raws
from? Well, I can tell you if it's the Great Value brand, I can pretty much tell you.
Be careful. We're on YouTube.
If it's the something Value brand, I can pretty much tell you.
We don't know. But what we will say.
Well, I'll tell you what my theory on where the raws.
There you go.
From. Yeah, my educated theory. Multiple powder. If you got a question, call up the office for a health question. We're always happy to help you. Even if you haven't placed an order, we're here to help you out and give you the right direction. But as far as spending an enormous amount of time on all types of various topics, I told my staffs, I had a meeting with them yesterday. I said, you guys are not allowed to go into detailed conversations anymore about anything other than supplements. And they're like, what do you mean? I said, you just got to tell the customer that. I said, there's so many customers that are getting hung up on hold while you guys are on the phones with everybody. And time management is utmost importance for our customers that are ordering product. I can't have you on the phone for 30 minutes talking to somebody about Antarctica. And then they go, well, I'm going to think about buying some multiple powder. I'll call you guys back another day, which happens all the time now. You spend 20, 30 minutes on a call. Nobody buys anything. Nobody supports Health Masters, and it completely wastes a half hour staff time.
Well, let me ask you a question. Here's the question. If we're paying our staff to take your orders on the phone, and we're paying them by the hour, and you sit there for an hour, and we have to pay the staff for the hour, but it didn't generate any revenue, how are we supposed to pay the staff? I'm asking the question.
Especially if everybody does that.
No. We'll be out of business. I'm not speaking that, but the reality is you can't operate a business like that.
Well, call, if you guys, here, I got something for you. Here you guys go.
What you got?
If you really, really want to go into some deep dives in Antarctica, call up the Amazon customer service and talk to them about Amazon. Or talk to them about Antarctica.
No, I've got another answer.
No, I'm saying see what their opinion is on it. You know what their opinion is going to be? Do you have any questions about your current order? Well, I'm talking about Antarctica. Thank you. Call us back another day. Click. That's literally the phone call you're going to get.
Now, here's the question I've got for you. Have you listened to Angel Wars?
There you go.
If you really want to go on a deep dive, I had talked to a guy just yesterday. He said, man, I listened to Angel Wars again on a drive. And boy, it made the drive go by fast. And he goes, man, that's some deep stuff. And it's dense. It's got a lot of stuff in it.
It gives you prep work. And it usually do. Mm-hmm. It's funny, Speed. This is just totally off topic, but it ties into this. Last week, I told you I was going on a dive trip. I want to get Nitrox certified. So I tell the guy, he's like, I can do a private class for you. He goes, how quickly do you want to try to get through it? And I said, I'd like to get through fast. I have a lot of stuff to do. He's like, well, the class is normally 3 to 4 hours. I said, what can we do to make it faster but still gain the same knowledge? And he said, those Nitrox books on the table. Hold the whole book for the class. And he goes, you go through that book. When you get to class, you're going to know about 80% of the topics. He goes, we get through the class about an hour and a half, 2 hours. I went through the entire book the night before. Just skimmed through it, read through it. I was out of class in an hour and 48 minutes. Made a 99 on my exam. This one question.
Take us to Angel Wars. Take us to Broward.com. Here's what we're going to show you this. Podcast right here. Boom. News. Angel Wars Angel series Wars. Right here. Click on it.
No. This is going over the book before the class.
Okay, here we go. Ready? Let me read it. Pull it up. Angel Wars series goes into detail on the following topics. What happened to the pre-Adamic civilization? Rich, give me camera 4. Why did Satan rebel? How was he defeated? Why was he judged? Was he judged? Was he locked up in Antarctica? Why did God start over with the Garden of Eden? How were humans created? Was the earth refurbished? Why did Adam and Eve fall? What was the plan? Are the ancient ones, the evil ones, still ruling our planet? What was the real purpose of the Tower of Babel?
That's an interesting one.
Why was a blood covenant necessary? Plus much, much, much more with a plethora of scriptures. Guys, give me this camera, Rich. If you haven't read, if you haven't listened to the series yet, so this
that's reading the book before the class.
Oh, yeah.
That's going to give you about a 90% on the class. So it's like, okay, I understand this more. You don't have to call up and have 30-minute discussions with staff. Frankly, they're in the middle of other things.
A couple years ago, I'm coming back from Atlanta. I'm driving to Amelia Island. It's like a 4 or 5 hour drive. I stick on Angel Wars outside of Atlanta. I think, okay, I want to listen to the series again myself. And I'll say one thing. It took that 4 hour trip and it made it feel like it was a 20-minute trip. And that was me listening to my own podcast. I'm thinking, well, that was pretty cool. And you think, well, do you listen to your own podcast going down the road? Yeah. Why do you listen to your own podcast? Because I think we got the best podcast out there. I'm serious. Sometimes I like just to hear it again, especially the esoteric shows. Now, the problem with the esoteric shows, there's no video on it. You guys are so spoiled now, you don't want to listen to the radio podcast anymore without a video. I can't blame you on that.
So, and then on the site, as you guys have seen now, on camera 4, if you type in blood pressure, right? Click blood pressure. Beet juice powder pops up. Vascular laxant pops up. Natokinase pops up. HGH stimulus pops up. These are to help out maintain healthy blood pressure support. So if you've got a certain question about a certain health topic, just put the term in the search bar and it'll go through different products. So you have an understanding of stuff that you're interested in. If you want to call up and ask more questions, we're always here for you. But what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to streamline every single thing I do. And I know I've spent the last 15 minutes discussing stuff on the site and YouTube and what we're doing next Tuesday with the live feed. But I want to cover all this because I'm getting lots and lots of emails, lots of phone calls about specific topics, and I'm trying to make everything as efficient as possible for everybody. So when you need to call the office, you get right through to place an order. When customers want their, you know, VIP, the products go out same day if possible, and we make everything efficient as possible and give you guys the best customer service. So that's pretty much the overall topic on that right now. And also, too, as I discussed earlier, the EyeSight is product of the week on sale right now at healthmasters.com. That will be on till tonight. And tomorrow we'll basically be working on that as far as the other aspect of it. Now, something that's crazy now, too, CDC awards another $1.24 billion for COVID shots for kids and adults. I thought under RFK Jr., I'm pretty disappointed with this whole thing right now. I read this last night. And obviously, you know, Big Pharma still running the show. Roughly $735 million pediatric contract and $505 million adult grant contract.
Over $1 billion.
For new COVID-19 shots. For 2026 and 2027. This monetary infusion has revised debate among critics and public health experts on the safety and efficacy of these, and also the reliance on RNA technology and what the actual point is as far as who's actually running the show when you start having Pfizer going, oh, by the way, we need another, you know, $750 million contract so we can produce some more things that cause all these problems that we already know about. And so I saw this earlier, and This just goes to show you how pretty much Big Pharma is still running the entire health department and the CDC in the United States, because this doesn't even make sense anymore. And the aspect of it is this: there's never been any at all long-term research done on gene therapy or RNA gene therapy that these shots are based on in young children, ever. In my opinion, that's kind of what this is. This is a long-term, real-world trial to see what RNA technology is going to do, giving it to six-month-olds and older. And I've gone into detail in shows before, so I'm not going to spend a lot of time on it.
In Angel Wars, we talk about how these entities experiment on us. That's what this is. And so be careful. Oh, I need to put a little bit of humor in here now real quick.
I have a funny article, too, in a second. Cover yours.
This isn't funny, but it's interesting. It's something different.
You said humor.
Well, it's kind of funny.
Dark humor?
Married Trump pastors, Miss Oklahoma scandal explodes on election eve. He swears Texas were just flirting. Now she reveals the sordid truth and messages that'll humiliate his wife. Now, why would I just do that? Well, number one, I had to have a break from that horrible topic Austin just covered because of he forgot to do this and what happened 6 years ago. So I'm going to throw this one in here so YouTube doesn't have a hysterical hissy fit meltdown.
Thank you. Yes. You know,
they probably still will. But anyhow, this is what I'm going to say this time. First of all, how did people find out that Miss Oklahoma was getting Texas from a married guy? Well, Miss Oklahoma probably said something. Now, why would Miss Oklahoma say that? This is all speculation on my part. Maybe she would have a bigger following online. Maybe she wanted to get her name out there.
She just did.
I just covered her. I'm going to give her a name. But here's the problem, though. Why is a married dude texting some other Miss Milk Oklahoma? Let me tell you a funny story. Years ago, many years ago, Austin remembers this. I bought a BMW motorcycle. I'm going to tell you the story. I don't really cover this personal stuff. I was married to Sharon, you know, forever and ever. Great marriage. And he delivers the motorcycle to me. Austin remembers this. And he brings his girlfriend with him. And she basically has a bunch of health problems. She wants to get my email. Well, then she sends me a bunch of modeling pictures of herself. Austin remembers this. And I text her back and I said, why are you sending me modeling photos? This is inappropriate. And then she asked me if I wanted to see more. I said, no. Okay. So I contacted her boyfriend and said, your girlfriend's sending me modeling photos. I just want to let you know, give you a heads up. And he goes, well, how'd you get those pictures? I said, she sent them to me. No, she didn't. I'm like, dude, why?
Here's screenshots.
You also remembers this. And so I told him, I said,
just giving you a heads up, buddy.
I said, don't be. So when you put stuff in writing or you send out emails or you say stuff, you know, in an email or in a context, remember, this is public information. Don't say stuff publicly like that. Just say, what are you talking about? And what ended up happening, we went back over there a couple years later, and he goes, yeah, you were right, man. She had me set up. I said, yeah, I told you she did. And I'm sorry I got mad at you. I said, I'm just trying to help you. I had another friend of mine I'm not going to go there. Never mind. But be very, very careful on what you send out on Texas. They will come back and they will bite you in the bottom. So now Miss Oklahoma has all these texts from this Mary Trump's pastor. And so the question is simply this. Why in the world did he do that? Well, I'll tell you why he did it. His marriage is bad. You think, what do you mean? Something ain't right with his marriage. If a guy is fully taken care of by his wife and he's super happy in his marriage, he's not going to be talking to other women. Am I right or wrong?
That's true. And it goes both ways in marriages.
No, it does.
It goes both ways. Here's the problem now. Let's just be real candid since you went down this rabbit hole today. You know, especially now in any relationship, whether it's marriage, whether it's dating or anything, you've got to be cautious what you allow yourself to be exposed to on social media.
There you go.
Social media, especially Facebook. I don't even have a Facebook.
That's and right.
Facebook's a doggone.
Preach it, Austin. Preach it.
And a lot of the other ones are too. Snapchat. There's not a single reason why a couple, married or unmarried, boyfriend, girlfriend, I don't care what, needs to be on Snapchat.
That's a filthy thing.
There's no point. I've had debates with
all the trash.
Well, no, it's the disappearing messages. I've never even had a Snapchat. I made one time to get an account with something, and I immediately deleted it because I said there is absolutely no purpose to be on the site. And not only that, it's unbelievably time-wasting. Everybody I know that has it, all it is a giant time suck. It just sucks your time out of you. If you're using social media for a certain purpose, for marketing, for basically showing off companies, for doing business, for getting show notes out there like we do, for showing products on sale, absolutely it can be a great tool. But using it to sit there and doom scroll all day and watch what everybody else's lives are doing on a made-up, basically social media platform that shows the peak pinnacle of everybody's lives with their filtered, edited photos, their triple filters on them, and their perfect little poses, and you're looking at it and you're like, everything about this is fake. I've been in the industry world with social media, with car marketing and everything, and I can tell you 90% of what you see on social media, as far as unless it's like vehicle marketing or something with Muslim people, it's fake. People do all this marketing and say, look how good I am, look how big I am, buy my course, I just bought this, I just bought that, and everything's fake. It's Fugazi. It's Fugazi. It doesn't exist. It's not on the elemental chart. It's social media. It's there to impress other people in most cases. So watch what you see on there because in most cases, the grass isn't always greener on the other side. Just try watering the grass on your side. You'll realize it gets a whole lot greener than the other side of the fence. Try that for once.
Well, Ziegler said it this way. He said the grass on the other side of the fence may look greener, but it may be a lot thinner. And yeah. From a distance, it's going to look good. But from when you get up close to it, there's not much grass there.
Try watering your side more. Yeah, figure out how much denser it gets.
Well, by the way, Trump sought to break Iran's regime. Now he's settling for reopening Hormuz. And some people are saying now it's a $300 billion settlement with Iran.
Of course it is. Why not?
You know, the thing about it is that, you know, what the heck? Okay, first of all, you know, now he's shocking the world by telling Benjamin Netanyahu and scolding Netanyahu, saying Trump shocks the world leaders at the G7 with a bold reprimand of Israel's bombing of Lebanon with chilly warnings for Bibi. Total theater. I mean, Bibi was at the doggone fight, I think, at the White House the other night. I didn't watch it, but I heard he was there.
You have to have the yin and the yang. Mm-hmm. You have to have the manufactured conflict to keep the masses thinking that there's continual tension and theater between The Rock and, you know, basically Hulk Hogan.
Yeah.
Name it. You pick it. It's the same thing. The problem is there's so much flack against Netanyahu because he is a legitimate war criminal. Legitimate.
Yeah,
there is no contest. The entire world now believes he's a war criminal. Just about every major country has stated he's a war criminal. So they have to have this, oh, you know what? Trump's in control because he reprimanded Netanyahu. Really? Have you seen a legitimate non-AI video of Trump getting into a jiu-jitsu match with Netanyahu and choking him out unconscious? I haven't. You know why? It doesn't exist. There's no reprimand. There's no engagement. It's just theater. It's all it is. That's all it has been with this entire... And here's what's happening now. The oil markets are getting burned out. Over the last week, I told you guys yesterday, they've been making so much money back. The oil markets aren't even responding now to Iran over the last week. They're not saying, oh, we're bombing them again. We're not bombing. The oil markets are like, they're flat now for last week. They've made so much stinking money and pulled it out of every area of the market with the speculators short and long in the oil market for the last 3 months now. It's like Somebody's like, whatever.
And a lot of the people in the Middle East, a lot of these countries that their oil supplies have been dwindling or their production has gone down have been selling their gold reserves too.
Yes, I have heard that.
And that's one of the reasons gold has dropped $1,000 an ounce, because they've been pumping it into the market trying to get. But remember, they're going to buy that gold back, Austin.
That's exactly right. And that, that's the market's exactly gonna back up. Right. When they wanted to drop, they're going to pick it back up again when they needed to pick back up. And the same thing with silver. Silver's an industrial metal. It's been massively undervalued. That's why nobody was shocked when it went to 120 an ounce. It needs, right now, on average, it should be floating around 100 an ounce, 150 an ounce.
And remember, because the economies have been really affected because of this stupidity in Iran, a lot of the production has gone down, which has reduced the demand on silver.
Correct.
Remember. Oh, by the way, this is an interesting article. It's about this boomer doomer Steven Spielberg's forever cements his CIA propagandist bona fides as he further destroys his dismal legacy as a DARPA-directed filmmaker with this stupid Disclosure Day thing.
Oh, come gosh. Now I'm going to go see that. That's literally what it is.
No,
it's a CIA DARPA film.
And so what they're trying to do is destroy Christianity. That's all. And he's even said this will directly change you as a Christian. No, well, guess what? How about I don't go see your crap? You know, Steve has three younger sisters, Sue, Anne, and Nancy, at their home in Cincinnati. And his grandmother taught English to Holocaust survivors. Yeah. Okay, there we go. Stevens Allen Spielberg was born in December the 18th, 1946 in Cincinnati, Ohio, the eldest child and the only son of four children. His mother, well, I'm not going to give his name, was a concert pianist and ran a kosher dairy restaurant. And his father was an electrical engineer involved in the development of computers. Yeah, imagine that. His immediate family were Reformed Jewish Orthodox Christians. Spielberg's paternal grandparents were from Jews from Ukraine. His grandfather, Rebecca, you know, was from Sukhanik, and his grandfather was from another place called Polotsk. Spielberg was a younger of three sisters. So if you watch the trailer, very easy to see just how well this carries out his orders. Really, what an unrivaled UFO train wreck. I'm not going to read any more of this stuff. Don't go see this movie. Just don't go see it, because all you're doing is feeding the beast system.
Exactly right.
You know, he used to have lunch with Fidel Castro. He used to fly into Cuba to eat and dine with Fidel Castro. Mancow told me that, by the way. And Robert Duvall told him that. Robert Duvall hated Steven Spielberg. And he told me that he couldn't stand him because he used to have lunch with Castro. This is from Mancow, from Robert Duvall to your ears, from to my ears to your ears. And I know one thing about Mancow, he's just real specific about what these people have told him. A lot of times he tells me, you can't tell them that I told you that what they told me. But the reality is that, you know, Steven Spielberg is not a good guy. I'm sure he's a Kabbalist. That means he's a Kabbalist, Luciferian synagogue of Satan boy. And it's just, you know, one of those things. So what do you think he's going to promote? He's not going to promote Jesus Christ and Christ crucified as the Redeemer, as the Savior of the planet.
What they're going to do in this film, I don't know anything much about this film as far as the actual full plot of it. I can tell you we're going to do this. They're going to do stuff in there to confuse you and put all types of subconscious subliminal stuff in it.
Just watch Angel Wars.
Yeah, that's what they're going to do with these films. You see that now in these really manipulative, hardcore CIA films. Remember, the DOD has an entire budget for movies. They're the ones that a lot of times funded movies like Black Hawk Down. They fund movies in order to promote certain agendas, even with the military-industrial complex. It is what it is. Now, some of those films are really good. They're done really well. They show as far as the camaraderie with the guys that are on the teams and Rangers and all that. And I don't knock them, but a lot of these films are done in order to turn your perception on certain topics, certain conflicts, certain incidences, and certain scenarios that are happening to change the way you perceive them subconsciously, because you don't even realize it's changed. You watch it and you go, oh, that was interesting. Subconsciously, you start thinking about it other times or not thinking about it, and it changes your perception. It's the exact same thing the AI is doing now.
They're moving the football an inch at a time.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. It's an inch at a time. You don't even realize, after 4 or 5 years, how the heck are these guys at the 10-yard line? Last time I remember, they were at the 80. Yeah, it's because they moved an inch at a time. You never noticed because you were too busy watching soccer cup across the world.
Can you believe this? I mean, how people are obsessed
And I get it. Some people like sports. I like watching sports too sometimes, but the level of obsession with certain sports boggles my mind that people are so wrapped up in this player, this, and all this guy made 86 goals at this time for the last 10 years. And I'm like,
well, you know why?
Who cares?
You know, I'll tell you why. Because people's lives, and I'm not picking on you because I know you guys, your lives are great. I know that. And I'm speaking blessings and encouragement and everything to your life. You're listening to the show. You're supporting Health Masters. I pray for you guys all the time. So you got a great life. But a lot of people don't have that. They fight day and night, all day, all night, one, two, three different jobs. They go to work and they get beaten down by their female boss. They get beaten down by their male boss. They get talked to and basically put down constantly by their fellow employees, both male and female. And you get this crap all day long. And pretty soon you walk around with your tail between your legs, with your head down, with your shoulders stooped forward, trying not to cry, trying to find your next bottle of Xanax. I'm sorry, that's just the way the world works. And so what happens? Now you come home, and now you go, oh, the world soccer games are on. Oh, the NFL is playing. Oh, Major League Baseball is on. Oh, the NBA is going great. Oh, look, I'm going to identify with this team because this is a winning team. I am this guy. I am a Seminole. I'm a Gator. I'm a, you know, Gamecock. I'm this. I'm that. I'm this. That's why they do this, guys. They do it to distract you so you have the ability to go, I'm a winner now, because they've beaten you down so bad on your job. They've beaten you down so bad on your life. They've beaten you down so bad by doing what you don't want to do, living with who you don't want to live with in many cases, living where you don't want to live, driving what you don't want to drive. Then they made you feel so defeated that now they've got to give you an escape hatch. Otherwise, you're going to rebel and pick up the torches and the axes and the pitchforks. They don't want you doing that. They've got to give you an outlet. That's why all of this stuff is managed. It's all rigged by the mafia.
Like the UFC on the White House lawn. Somebody asked about that the other day, and I said, I love combat sports. I love MMA. I said, but I have absolutely zero support for UFC anymore. The more you dig into it, you find out that basically this other little hat guy owns the entire corporation. They make Dana White look like he's running it. He's not running anything. And on top of that, this whole thing was a giant theater show again to keep people what? Distracted from what's happening right now. You know what nobody's talking about still? Nobody's talking about the unbelievably obscene, perverted, sadistic, pedophile emails that still got released. Millions of them. Millions of them got released. We're not going to talk about that. The same people giving you the distractions to keep you focused on the shell game are the same people that basically abduct little kids. Here's a story that I'm going to let you guys read. I'm going to tell it to you guys. This is a bizarre story. I'm kind of curious. I kind of wish I had the YouTube thing open today. I didn't even know about this. This popped up over the weekend, and I wanted to do some more research, and I found out. This is odd. 71 schoolgirls rescued from New York City tunnel over the Friday.
Oh, I heard about people going into the tunnels all the time.
Right. We've heard about it for years. This is not a conspiracy theory. This is an actual incident that occurred. This is 71 female students from the Imachu Jewish School in New York got lost underground. The girls were exploring the Memorial Park area when they followed a ravine and accidentally wandered into a massive storm drainage tunnel. Started as an outdoor field trip, quickly sparked panic among chaperones as the realization set that the students were missing. Now, the whole part with the scene, and it gets real weird in a second.
What happens if it rains?
How did 71 girls lose all their chaperones and go into a drainage tunnel and disappear? Not like two or three girls. Not four or five. 71. That's almost two full school buses. No lights, no gear, nothing. Just went into a black ravine and all decided we're going to run off into a dark sewage drainage, and none of the chaperones noticed that all the girls disappeared. First off, strange part. Second, this is what doesn't make any sense here. The situation ended in relief by the sharp eye officers patrolling near Memorial Park spotted girls running out of a manhole cover in the ground in the village of Nyack. When they went into a storm drainage tunnel, they had no lights. How in the world did they start finding ladders and drainage tunnels and manhole covers to escape from? It turns out the girls had walked nearly 800 meters through the pitch-black, winding underground network before finding an exit.
How'd they find the exit?
How'd you find the exit? I've been in caves before. I've gone exploring. When you know what pitch-black means, it's you put your hand in front of your face. You can't see anything. 800 meters? That's a half a mile.
Well, the other day there was a story about all these people going into these drainage tunnels. It made the news last weekend. I said,
There's always been reports. There's been numerous reports in the past about kids being found and suddenly being abducted, and they find these areas. Well, then here's the part that really starts to get weird. They said there's concern over violation of the law. Administration said that the school group had never received a permit to hold a field trip in the park Wednesday, and they had no knowledge that there was even a field trip being done from the school at all. None. Zero. Off books field trip and 71 girls just disappear into a storm drainage tunnel and nobody knows how they got there, when they got there, that there's a field trip going on, nor there's a permit. They said, we didn't know because there was no permit, there was no plans, nobody said anything about it. They said the underground infrastructure like storm drains are incredibly dangerous. They pose hidden risks like sudden flash flooding, toxic quality air. However, they have strict supervision in field trips always because students are near complex urban and suburban drainage systems and they want to keep them out of it. So I go back to this question, what in the world actually happened with this story? Because clearly they had to put out a spin. This is a spin piece. It's obvious. 71 girls didn't just get all separated from chaperones, go down a half a mile to a drainage tunnel, and suddenly find a manhole cover in the middle of the street to crawl out of.
What was really down there?
What was really down there? And then, of course, when all else fails and you can't spin it enough, you pull the anti-Semitic card. Jewish schoolgirls get lost in New York Creek Tunnel. Anti-Semitism ensues online.
Oh, here we go. Here we go.
Now, you are the problem. Apparently, people are making comments on basically being like, why were they so stupid to go in a drainage tunnel to flashlights?
Oh, whoa, stop. Comments like it Jews to roaches and rats, tie incidents, Shabbat.
Yeah.
That's Kabbalah.
Well, no, the Shabbat tunnel saga, that was another incident that occurred where there basically were these kids that went missing. And suddenly they all found them in this drainage tunnel. Now, they're saying, oh, well, these kids go exploring. They do all this stuff all the time. I've been exploring. I can tell you one thing. I don't go digging around in caves without a flashlight, without proper gear, especially 71 kids. How did they wander through a drainage tunnel, pitch black, with no flashlights, and suddenly make it out of the exit where they're supposed to be?
Well, they could have had a flashlight.
They may have a flashlight. Yeah. They pull out their phones.
Yeah.
When you get lost, you know what you do? You do a 180, and you go back out the exit you came. So this whole thing's weird. And, of course, now everybody that's questioned this or said anything about it, you're automatically anti-Semitic, they said. If you ask why they were there, if you ask what they were doing, if you compare them to anything there, anything that occurs now, you're anti-Semitic. That's when you know it's a spin article. That's why I wanted to cover this on here. So that was kind of my bubblegum, but not bubblegum for the day.
Catherine Austin Fitz, the battle in Washington is not being fought over left and right, but who gets to manage the profit from the beast system.
Ooh.
Now, this is a good article. I like what Catherine Austin Fitz. It says, Trump was put in office the first time to get conservatives to accept all new and very dangerous mRNA vaccines. That's true. He normalized lockdowns. He built out the 5G digital network. In his first term, he openly called for a proper biometric tracking system for all human beings entering and exiting the United States, and he delivered on that promise in the summer of 2025 with the passage of his One Big Beautiful Bill. He never apologized or backtracked from any of the technocratic systems he built to normalize. But why was Trump selected for a second go-around, attracting the financial backing of globalist billionaires like Peter Thiel, Luknik, Singer, Paulson, and Adelson, among so many others within the deeply entrenched Epstein class? Catherine Austin Fitz says he was elevated to the White House for a second time to get conservatives to accept the fast-approaching AI control grid.
I was just about to say that's exactly the half a trillion-dollar infrastructure mandate bill that AI data centers can pretty much skirt all local and state regulations.
Because people, no offense, if you're one of these people, don't get mad at me and start throwing darts at your TV. Okay? This is not why I'm here. Some people are so entrenched with Trump mania. It's like Hulk Hogan mania and Rock mania. They want to support him no matter what he does, okay? Remember, he was a TV character for you guys for a long time. He says he's a fast-approaching AI control grid that comes with an unprecedented centralization of power. Yep. Not only do most conservatives accept it, they now embrace it because of Trump. Yep. The entire ethos of technocracy, described in novels like 1984 by George Orwell and A Brave New World by Huxley, was to warn that humanity was being conditioned to get to the point where most people would love their slavery and praise their slave masters, which we don't do on this show. Trump helps them to achieve that goal with perhaps his last holdouts in America, the conservative, largely Christian middle-class folks who tend to be over the age of 50. If the globalist oligarchs can get us to love our own slavery under the pretense they're actually saving us from our worst fears and phobias, the fear of communism, the fear of immigrants, the fear of Islam, and sexual deviance, then it makes the job of the tyrants much easier, and they can sleep better at night knowing that they're giving us what the majority really wants. Conservatives say they are for smaller government and decentralized systems, meaning more power falls to the states and localities away from the federal government. But under Trump, they flipped to exactly the opposite. These same conservatives now argue on the side of more federal authority. They seem incapable of separating their irrational love of Trump, whose cult personality draws them in by pandering to their fears, from their ideological preference for smaller government. Whether it is Trump using federal power to cram data centers down the throats of unsuspecting local communities, or putting heavily armed federal troops on the streets to quell the fears of rising crime, or adding law-abiding Americans to federal watch lists simply because of their political views, it's all okay as long as Trump is doing it. And I read you what they said, and one of my friends said, I'm going to support Trump and pray for him no matter what he does. We're not allowed to criticize our leaders. Simply not true, by the way. In no way stretch to say to Americans that most Westerners in general are in love with technology that enslaves them. Whether it's the smart TVs, the tablets, the phones, the Google or Alexa smart home system, or the cars that come with all manner of internet-connected cameras and tracking devices, people are hopelessly and carelessly in love with all of it. They pay for their things by cramming QR codes on their smartphones and transferring digital money via Apple Pay or other apps that bypass traditional exchanges of hard currency. And what she says basically is they're killing us, they're putting us to force on who gets to control this system. That's why they're doing it. They want to have the ability to have the Kabbalist, Luciferian synagogue of Satan that's been running and controlling the money supply system for over 100 years in this country now with the Federal Reserve Act to allow them to control the entire technocracy they're unfolding in front of us for our enslavement. And the people are just saying, let's do it. They line up in line to get to be enslaved. It's unreal. You go to the Apple phone store, Austin. You got to stand in line there and wait for someone to help you to reprogram your Apple phone or your tablet.
I've never been. I wouldn't know.
I have, because I had problems with my iPad
that's
before.
Embarrassing.
Well, no, but that's what we have here. We have a global enslavement protocol that's going to use AI data centers,
yes.
5G, 6G systems. Remember, Trump's bringing us all of this stuff. If anybody tried to put these AI data centers in who is a Democrat,
yeah,
now listen to me.
Now you're
all hell would, all hell would have broken loose.
Oh, if they would have gotten Biden elected and he came in and started doing AI infrastructure bills, you'd have had the conservative side gone bonkers. It's the truth. The Christian conservative community would have gone completely unhinged. They said, dude, we already know what you're doing with this. You're doing this for mass surveillance. You're tying this into Palantir. You're tying this into flock cameras. You're tying this in basically a altered digital augmented reality. Now, because Trump's doing it, suddenly it's a great thing because we need to go the arms race against China. Let me tell you this. China, and I talked to a buddy of mine about this the other day. He sent me a whole text thread on. China can produce these AI big computing chips. Their cost on them, they sell them, is like $10,000 to $20,000. He said the same exact chips, when they get here in the United States, sell anywhere between $500,000 to $1,000,000. He said the AI in the United States is so overbloated with price gouging and what they're doing as far as with growth on money. He said that's why you've got a company that comes in and they don't buy $1 billion in chips from another data center or from an AI, you know, company. They invest $1 billion, and then that value of that company goes up, and then that company goes in and invests more money and buys up more shares from another company, and they're basically swapping money back and forth. They're becoming insanely rich again from money magic by manipulating the currency, by manipulating this AI market. He told me, he said the whole data boxes, they're like $10,000, $20,000 in China. They've tried to get China to price match to $500,000 to $1 million. China said, no, we don't care. We produce these things left and right. They're super cheap. So now what's happening is now the United States is trying to get this AI data infrastructure in place at numbers that are obscene, the amount of money they're trying to get and charge for this stuff, before the rest of the country and the world realizes how cheap this AI segment is. He said it's anywhere from like 1,000x to 5,000x how much more the United States is charging.
1,000 times.
1,000 times. So, you know, 10 grand for a chip, big chip box in China.
Cost $10.
$10 for them to make. They sell for $10,000. United States, they sell for $1 million. That's the level of changing they're doing right here. And he said nobody wants to talk about it because the AI center is a massive, massive cash boom and it's sucking money up from everywhere. Because now everybody's going, it's all this expensive. Because the cost on it's obscenely cheap. He goes, the infrastructure for these data centers isn't cheap, but the amount of money that they're saying they need for it, the grant money and everything else, it's another way, again, to extract more money out of the population the exact same way they did in 2020. We need $7 trillion to fight the pandemic. Yeah, okay.
Fitz reminds us that Operation Warp Speed was basically a military operation run by an expert in brain-machine interfaces. Wait a minute. They knew all along they were killing people, she said, but the jabs are about more than that. There's a reason they're trying to get all of this crap into your body with the graphene oxide, et cetera. remember Operation Warp Speed was a military program, and they put in charge of a gentleman who worked at one of the largest pharmaceutical companies, and that's what was his expertise? It was brain-machine interfaces. Another interview fits to the danger of Section 224, which I've recently reported as being quietly inserted into the 2027 National Defense Authorization Bill by a bipartisan group of members of Congress. It merges all U.S. and Israeli militaries for purpose of research and development and in all things AI technology. In Section 2024, essentially turns over massive powers of the military to the Israeli military. If you want the people who have done Gaza doing the same thing in this country, you hear me? With robots, yeah, drones, and surveillance systems and lavender, let that go through. I think America should run the American military and not a foreign government.
There you go.
Fitz added that the former Defense Secretary Ronald Donald Rumsfeld, who served under former President George W. Bush, complained that he didn't run the Pentagon. He said the Israelis who are running around the building were running it, Fitz said. And since that time, the Israelis only gained more power within the Pentagon. And Section 224 is a proof of their ascendancy. Israel Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, the career criminal, recently admitted that inserting Section 224 into the NDAA funding was a brilliant idea for which he claimed credit. Then she goes to say, you can't blame the Israelis. If our elected officials, this is true, Austin, listen, if they wanted to empower them with the highest elections of the U.S. government decision-making apparatus, they'd be fools not to accept the invitation and take full advantage. Why are they doing this? Why are they allowing this to take place? Because they're in the Epstein files. I'm letting you know that's what's going on. That's why all of this is about blackmail from Mossad. Epstein was Mossad. Always remember that. Read the book, Dead Men Tell No Tales. You get an earful on that one. What do you think, Austin?
Yeah, you're spot on. I mean, what they have done and what they've lied to the American population on and basically convinced us that essentially all this stuff is, you know, oh, nothing to see here. I mean, here's an example. Here's an email right here. This is from John Brockman from Jeffrey Epstein, November 28, 2013. You well? Better than well. Things are going well, but no, Jeffrey. When am I coming to see you? Give me a call tomorrow if you're bored at home. They redact the phone number. P.S. You missed a big event on Saturday, a party with a dozen beautiful East Side girls. Parentheses. Well, a dozen one-year-olds. I don't make...
One-year-olds?
I don't make these emails up, dude.
But babies.
Children. This is the sick, perverted stuff. I mean, it's troves. I hate showing stuff like that because I don't like these emails up on here. But again, at the end of the day, you got to ask yourself a question. Why are these individuals so terrified to say anything against this country now? There's a reason why. You can't have this many people that just are going, I'm making a little bit of money. So I'm going to completely jeopardize my country and commit treason and put another country over mine because, you know, I want a couple dollars. They're terrified that this stuff's going to come out, and they don't want to compromise their entire life, family, and reputation.
So period. When Donald Trump pulls Hulk Hogan versus The Rock and starts basically criticizing Benjamin Netanyahu in front of the G7, guys, it's all theater.
One last story I want to cover on here. This is a new coverage that came out. It says 6 impressive benefits of vitamin C.
I love vitamin C.
No, yes, that's it. Once you start taking it in high doses and or microdosing it throughout the day.
You stay healthy all the time.
Yeah, exactly. It says vitamin C is a strong antioxidant to boost your antioxidant levels. Many think vitamin C just helps fight off common colds. Here's some major benefits that have been clinically proven now. First one, prevents and beats the common cold. Second, increases mood and libido. Vitamin C is essential for the synthesis of norepinephrine, hormone and neurotransmitter regulate mood. Vitamin C also stimulates secretion of oxytocin, the love hormone which regulates social interaction, pair bonding, sexual reproduction. In addition, antioxidant properties of vitamin C may ward off feelings of depression and anxiety by reducing oxidative stress in the brain. Great. Healthy skin and hair. Collagen is structural protein essential for firm, young-looking skin. Vitamin C plays a vital role in the formation and usage of collagen, and it leads to the growth of shiny, healthy, beautiful hair. That's why I said before, we have this ultimate skin kit with the collagen. We have the three different collagen peptides that are patented with the vitamin C powder, which has somewhere around here.
It was empty.
I'll get more from it. Mm-hmm. Hey, so that's important. Throw those two together. Great kit. Also says, clinical trials show it helps fight 2 diabetes. Decreases TNF-alpha causing and an increase in the uptake of glucose in response to insulin. Most type 2 diabetics have low levels of vitamin C, and supplementation can lower fasting blood sugar. That's their claim on this. Also says it protects against coronary artery disease. That's a big one in here. Platelets form blood clots with the artery obstructing the flow of blood health. Nitric oxide has a variety of protective effects on blood vessels. Vitamin C increases the bioavailability of nitric oxide. This is why vitamin C is on our HGH stimulate. And you guys know most of your HGH stimulate is landing today. We shipped it out last week. Everybody that had it on back order, we got it out. It should be at your door within the day, within the hour. Some of them, it might be on your front porch right now. You don't even know yet. You need to check out for the show when you go home from work. You guys enjoy it. I tried the formula. It mixes up really good.
Oh, by the way, why cuddling your cat might not be the perfect end to a stressful day.
I said six for vitamin C. I only got the five. You cut me off.
Oh, I'm talking about cats.
I'm talking about vitamin C.
What's number six?
I hate cats. Vitamin C, number six on here. I should have said that. I'm sorry for you guys that love cats. That was off the cuff.
Oh, you're going to get the letters on that one. We may have to delete that comment. You guys are your cats, man.
Yeah.
I have an allergy to cats, so I just kind of stay away from them.
I don't care for cats that much. A lot of them just, I like
it's
dogs
the,
better.
It's the toxoplasmosis.
Number six, and then you can go to your cat article. Decreases high blood pressure. Laboratory tests of vitamin C promotes the synthesis of nitric oxide, improves the nitric oxide bioavailability. Vitamin C also improves the function of endothelial lining of the blood vessels and arteries. Additionally, vitamin C's antioxidant properties help combat oxidative stress, contribute to high blood pressure. Vitamin C is awesome.
Oh, you're going to still get the emails. You can't dig out of this. Everybody sent him 1,000 emails a day about the cast and what you love.
No, don't do that. Don't do that.
You used to do that to me. I finally asked you to stop. I don't dislike cats. I'm just allergic to them. And I don't think any animal should be in the house. That's just my opinion, especially where they contain parasites.
Yeah, I mean, in general, it's, I don't know. I've got mixed. I've had animals. I've had dogs in the house before. Put them outside the house. The problem is I don't ever buy small dogs, and they're just slobs.
Okay, back to the cats. Here's the point of this. Now, this is an interesting article from the Telegraph, why cuddling your cat might not be the perfect end to a stressful day. And it doesn't go into the fact while you're cuddling them, you can get infected with toxoplasma larvae and get brain parasites. It doesn't go into that. Toxoplasmosis, you can look it up. But here's the thing that I'm trying to say to you, and I mean this very sincerely, and it's for men and women. You got to look at your priority list. Okay, if you give yourself a list of the top 10 of what you want to have for your life and what the most important things on your list, the number one thing on that top 10 list should be God, a relationship with Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit.
You're not wrong.
Now, listen to me. Now, I'm just going to preach for just a second, because here's the thing. If you don't have a relationship with the Most High and you're trying to find happenings to make you happy instead of being filled with the Holy Spirit and having the righteous peace and joy from the Holy Spirit inside of you, you're never going to have enough happenings in your life to keep you happy. It won't work. It just simply doesn't do it. So if you have an animal that you made God with a little g, and that's above God, where are your real priorities? I mean, will you live and die for that cat or that dog or that bird or that parakeet or that anaconda? I mean, what are you thinking, right? Or for your Gila monster or whatever you got for a pet, right? And the problem I have with all of this stuff, and I always ask people this, put your priorities down. To me, my most important thing in my entire life is God. Number two, when I was married, was Sharon, was my wife, period. There was nothing else more important than that. Number three were the children. Number four was the business and was Health Masters. And so where do your priorities lie? Where do you feel and put your most effort? Well, that's going to reflect on your life and what happens in your life, isn't it? Am I telling you the truth? So if you've got a cat or a dog above your husband or your boyfriend or your girlfriend, you got a real problem. I spoke to a girl yesterday. She said, well, I've got two male cats. And I'm like, okay. Well, they're the most important thing in my life. If you don't let my cats in your house, then I'm not going to date you. And I say, great, we won't date. I don't care. You say, well, you really had that conversation yesterday? Yeah, I had that conversation yesterday. I've had that conversation so many times. It's unbelievable about how the cats or the dogs take priority over everything, including the boyfriend or the husband or the wife or the girlfriend.
Now, let me clarify this. I've got a lot of friends who've been combat deployed, and they have the Malawats and dogs that they have as basically service animals. But I can tell you every single one of those guys – their dogs are their dogs and their friends. That's it. They don't sit there and
they're not
their
gods.
God. They use them as a tool. Most of them deployed with them. Some of the guys get to bring their dogs back. They're great friends. They're great protectors. They're great animals. They're great everything as far as an animal can be. But that's where the line stops. Do they become part of the family sometimes? Yes. Do they become part of integrated? Yes. But they're never to that peak. Oh, my gosh. My kid's out in the middle of the road. But my dog's out in the middle of the road. Let me grab my dog first. When you start asking yourself that question, if there's a dog, if your dog's in the road, if your child's in the road, your husband's in the road, which one are you going for first?
Oof. That's a scary question. But
scary question, valid question. If your answer is the dog every time, you need to evaluate your properties. That's a horrible question I have to ask. I don't like end the show on that. So my point of all this is Make sure you try to get your priorities in line and do the best you can for the most important people in your life. Be that person that tries to be an example. And it's hard sometimes, guys. I get it. Sometimes it's difficult being great and doing things. Sometimes you just want to be like, I just want to just, blah. Do the best you can. Stay focused on the positive things, including your health, your kids, your family, God, and your animal, if that's the case on it. But put them on the place that they're supposed to be, on the pedestal, not at the top. That's my opinion.
Keep your hearts and minds in Christ. Give me this camera, Rich. Keep your hearts and minds in Christ, in the Most High God, the author, the finisher, the perfecter of our faith, all the days of your life. I love you guys, and I appreciate you. Thanks for supporting the show, and thanks for sending me emails and talking to me and having fun and enjoying the show. We try to make as much humor as we possibly can, but we try to bring you the truth, too. It gets a little bit of sugar. It makes the whole truth go down a little bit easier, I guess.
It's Eyesight, last day. It's off sale after today. Grab it if you want to try it out.
Absolutely. Love you guys. Thanks for your prayers. Keep your hearts and minds in Christ. I love you. Talk to you tomorrow.
Talk to you tomorrow, guys.